The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Come to you from the longest road trip of the year. Three and a half hours up the road up here in the Wenatchee Valley. Taking on the Kashmir Bulldogs. Team beat us back on December 13th. The tune is 66-25, and Lady Hawks coming up a tough loss on another long road trip up to the Palouse, losing Garpal 64-24. And this pregame will take a look at that Garpal game as well as the Kashmir game. And you got some changes in lineups on the part of both teams, which could factor in. We're also going to take a look at the SEC standings, potential playoff implications, as well as the scoreboard, starting lineups, opening tip-off, and all the action here as the Lady Hawks on the road up here to Kashmir. Take on the Lady Bulldogs. We'll be back with more from the Wenatchee Valley. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live up here in the Wenatchee Valley, the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Kashmir Bulldogs, and had two games now, Tuesday and Friday, where we had some longer road trips. I believe the trip from College Place to the Palouse on Tuesday was a good 2.5 hour ride, and I gotta think the trip up here to Kashmir is more in the neighborhood 3.5 hours or even more. And the last road trip on Tuesday did not serve us well. We took on a 1B Garfield Palouse Viking team, but they're doing very, very well in the 1B Blue Mountain. And they took us to task to the tune of 64-24. Lady Hawks led by 5 points from Charlie Amick and 7 points from Ayala Bryant. Well, it's having 4 points from Grayson Ton and Lou Weaver. Lady Hawks trailed 12-8 after one quarter of play, but then got outscored 19-2 in the second as the Vikings did not look back from there. And yeah, I think we even had a running clock towards the very end of that game. Lady Hawks really struggling on offense. We were not able to get our threes really to sink. We did get one from Charlie Amick in the first quarter, one from Bertukin in the fourth, Ayala Bryant in the fourth, and Lou Weaver had one in the third quarter. That was her lone field goal. She was also dribble drive on numerous occasions against Garpel. Was simply unable to make him drop. It was one of those instances where there was almost a lid on the bucket. And we're taking on a Kashmir team that back on December 13th dominated us as well to the tune of 66-25. And that one, we were out of it early. We got outscored 13-2 in the first quarter. Just Ayala Bryant providing us the lone field goal. In that game, we were led by 10 points from Charlie Amick. And all those points scored in the second and third quarters. He was in particular getting offensively finding her feet. I believe it was the first game that season, this season, where she really was. And then to make matters worse, Charlie's unavailable to us tonight. She made the trip, but she is sitting on the bench with Coach Julie Hill as the rest of her team warms up, as she's got a knee injury and she's still practicing with the team, and she was hoping to be able to make it go time, but apparently practice yesterday showed that that's not going to be the case, and she's needing an MRI on that knee. So we wish or hope she's going to be able to recover, but losing her tonight, particularly when she was our leading point scorer back in December, back at home against Kashmir, would not seem to bode well. However, Kashmir, back on December 13th, they were led by 20 points of their 5'11 junior center, Addie Talley. But then right behind her was 18 points from their 5'5 sophomore guard, Kinsley Miller. Miller is not in the lineup tonight. So they are lacking their second leading scorer, again, at least in terms of playing us back on December 13th. And the other thing, while we will not have Charlie Amick available, we do have Lou Weaver. We did not have her back on December 13th. So here's hoping that the presence of the redhead senior and the lack of Kinsley Miller may bode somewhat better for us, particularly since we have in that 13-2 first quarter back on December 13th, as I recall, Kashmir was pressing somewhat relentlessly, and we simply could not get the ball up the court. Part of the reason we were outscored 13-2. With Weaver, you don't quite have a one-man press break, but it's close. She's very, very reliable in terms of being able to get the ball up the court so long as her knee continues to support her. So having her on the court, ideally at full strength, and with Miller not on the court for Kashmir, that may perhaps tell a difference, as it can potentially have a factor into playoffs, which we'll get into when we look at the SCAC standings when we return after this break. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball here from the Wenatchee Valley, right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
It's back here live in the Wenatchee Valley. Lady Hawks getting ready to take the court against the Cashmere Bulldogs. We've got six games left. And so this is where you start thinking about playoffs. And the top six in the SCAC move on to league playoffs. Zilla, of course, has already probably punched their ticket. They're at 10-0, followed by Wapato at 9-1, Royal at 6-3. Then Cashmere and Natchez Valley both 6-4. And then Kybee at 4-6. If the season were to end today, those are the six teams that would be in the league playoffs. Connell follows at 2-8, then us at 1-9, and Waluk at 0-9. So we need to start winning some ball games. The good news is we still have games coming up against Kybee and Connell and Waluk, and conceivably might be able to steal one from Cashmere here tonight, but we need to do that in hopes of obtaining playoffs. We're going to go ahead and take a break as we are honoring the flag. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Wenatchee Valley up here in Cashmere, right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back up here in Cashmere, the Lady Hawks were announcing the folks that are coming off the bench in a game we don't necessarily have to win to make the playoffs, but it sure would make our road easier if we wanted to play our way back into it. Briefly, let's take a look at the scoreboard from earlier this week. On Tuesday, this Cashmere team went to Cleellum and got beat by the Lady Warriors. Sorry, here in Cashmere, I beg your pardon. 49-38, and on Wednesday, Zilla went to 4A Davis, and Davis beat up on the Leopards 78-45. League action continues tonight with Royal at Connell, while Luke will be at Zilla. That is going to be an unpleasant game, and Kybee is hosting Wapato, and then Saturday, we will have the day off. The Connell will be at Zilla, Natchez Valley will be hosting Waluk, Kybee will be at Cashmere, and Wapato will be at Royal. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the host Cashmere Bulldogs. They are going to start a 5'7 senior guard and number one, Ellie Knoyer. She had 3 points against us back in December. It's going to start a 5'7 senior forward in Alyssa Soria, 6 points back in December. Going to start a 5'11 junior forward in number 24, Addie Talley. That was a leading score against us with 20 points. Also going to start a 5'10 freshman forward number 32, Addie Lyons, just 2 points against us back in December. And then finally, a 5'7 junior guard in number 40, Gwen Ledesma. For head coach Julie Hill, she's got a slightly different starting lineup. She'll have the 5'8 junior number 3, Ayala Bryant, as well as the 5'5 senior, number 5, Lou Weaver, the 5'6 senior shooting guard, number 10, Ellie Andrews, and a little bit of height. Going to have a 5'9 sophomore, number 15, Carly Ray, getting yet another start, as will the 5'7 sophomore, number 21, Emma Niemeyer. Charlie Amick, not available. 10 points for us back in December. Pertukin Durand is on the bench. She is available, but she is also not feeling well. I had a chance to talk to Coach Hill a little bit before the game, and she goes, there's always somebody down. Missing Annie Watson for the longest time. She is available on the bench again, but then we didn't have Ayala Bryant for a while, and now we're not going to have Charlie Amick. At least we have Lou Weaver back, whom we did not have back in December. So Cashmere is coming out now in their home white with black and orange trim. Not unlike our home uniforms, to be honest, except we've got that Bronco blue along with it. And Ayala Bryant is going to step in against Addie Talley. And I want to say Talley's probably got at least 2 inches on Miss Bryant. Lady Hawks going to be moving from right to left as you sit here behind the scores table. And Talley ends up tipping it to Ellie Andrews. So we end up controlling the ball. And Lou Weaver now has it up top after having picked up the ball from Bryant on the right wing to Ellie. Andrews with Lyons coming out on her. Now to Carly Ray at the top. Carly waiting for something to open up. Now dribbles into the corner. Still maintaining her dribble. Ends up having the ball off Kandoyer's foot, who's then going to pick it up. And then she stepped on the sideline. Oh, no, they're saying the ball just went out. I beg your pardon. So it'll be Cashmere basketball with Soria taking it up far sideline. She'll inbound to Ledesma. Ledesma with Weaver coming out on her on the left wing to Kandoyer. Now in the corner to, that was to Addie Lyons, who launches an air ball from about 10 feet. And then Ledesma can't handle the rebound out of bounds. Just underway up here in the Wenatchee Valley. No score. As Lou Weaver will bring it up. On the left wing in the corner to Ellie Andrews. She then dribbles to the top. Now handoff to Bryant, who then got past Ledesma. Drove into the key. Kicks out in the corner to Weaver. Fakes the three. She drives in. Euro steps. Feeds to Carly Ray. Puts up a long shot, ends up being no good. And who was that? That was Talley coming down with the rebound. She feed Ledesma quickly coming up the right wing. Now she's going to pull up. Now with Ellie Andrews coming out on her, wants driving to the key. Instead feeds out to Kandoyer. Kandoyer now to Soria. Soria on the right to the top, getting to Ledesma on the left. Now down low to Addie Lyons trying to back in. Instead has to kick back out to Soria. Now down low to Talley. Talley kicking back out to Ledesma, almost lost it. 5 on the shot clock. They're unable to get a shot off to Kandoyer. 2 ends up launching an NBA 3. That's an air ball out of bounds. So the Lady Hawks have harassed the Bulldogs into what amounts to 2 turnovers. I mean, you got a shot off and then lost a rebound out of bounds, and then we force a shot clock violation. So Weaver will bring it up with Soria coming out on her left wing to Andrews. Oh, and she had the 3, but then the Lions come out and get her. And then we had an error on going cross-court as Soria is going to end up picking up a loose ball, and she'll drive down the left lane and lay it up and in, making it 2-0 Bulldogs. So Weaver will then quickly bring it up now on the right wing to Carly Ray. Carly waiting for something to open up, now gives that the top to Bryant. Now on the left wing to Weaver. Weaver with Soria coming out on her. Now she's going to dribble with 13 on the shot clock. 6 minutes on the game clock here, first quarter. She'll pull up for 3 on the left wing, putting off the side of the rim. No good. And Talley will come down with a rebound for Cashmere. She'll feed to Ledesma. Ledesma coming up now, pulling up at the top to Kandoyer on the left. Kandoyer dribbling to the top to Ledesma on the right wing. Ledesma with Ellie Andrews coming out on her. Now to Soria at the top. Now Kandoyer on the left wing. Kandoyer. And bad pass. It's going to be tipped, stolen by Emma Niemeyer. This team can be had as Weaver will come up. Go cross-court to Ellie Andrews. She got free for the 3. Put it off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound by Lyons. And she will bring it up. Lyons on the left wing to Ledesma. Now to Kandoyer in the corner. Got tied up by Bryant. Yeah, got away from her. Now back to Ledesma. Now back to Kandoyer. Left wing almost in the corner. Tipped to Lyons in the corner. Back to Kandoyer. And her pass is intercepted by Lou Weaver. And Weaver will bring it up. On the right wing to Carly Ray, Juliana Boyd getting ready to check in for Cashmere. She'll feed to Emma Niemeyer at the top. Now to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Ellie just kind of hanging on to it. Now she'll start her dribble. Now all feed to a driving Bryant goes in. Her shot is too strong, and Talley will come down with a rebound. getting looks. We just can't finish. Tally coming up the right wing. Now she's going to pull up. Now to Soria at the top to Kanoyer towards the left corner. Now she'll dribble to the top. Now cross to Ledesma. Ledesma with Ellie Andrews coming out on her. Ledesma, one dribble. Now to Soria at the top with Weaver coming out on her. Down low to Lyons. Goes up against Carly Ray on the left block. Sorry, that's Addie Tally. I beg your pardon. And she's able to back Ray down on the left block and lay it up and in, making a 4-0 Cashmere. So Weaver on the left wing to Emma Niemeyer with Tally coming out on her. Emma dribbling into the key. Oh, she got past everybody. Just dribbles right in and lays it up and in. They were expecting Soria to give some help, but instead she backed out towards the perimeter, and Emma took the open door and said, thank you very much, 4-2 Cashmere. Kanoyer with the ball on the left wing. Dribbles in, oh, slices through a double team. Shot is no good. Gets her own rebound on the right block. Then feeds down low to Lyons. Got partially blocked by Niemeyer, I think, and Weaver's going to come down with the rebound. 3:44 to go in the first. It's Cashmere 4, College Place 2. Weaver, wanting to drive in, is going to kick out to Niemeyer. She'll then dribble in. Now she'll kick out in the corner to Carly Ray for 3. Off the side of the rim, no good. Lyons will come down with a rebound. She'll feed Ledesma. I believe the Bulldogs are missing Kinsley Miller as Ledesma drives in, feeds to Kanoyer in the right corner. Cross court to Soria, almost stolen by Weaver. Now to Kanoyer at the top. Now right wing Ledesma. Bounce pass down low to Tally. Backs down against Ray. Has to kick it back out. Stolen by Weaver. And he's got Ledesma in pursuit. She's going to drive in. Eurostep can't make the bucket. Yeah, but then she steals the rebound from Kanoyer. Feed to Ellie Andrews. Left wing 3. Off the back of the rim. Bounces up and down. No good. Lyons will come down with a rebound. And they're going to say, nope, we're going to have a timeout. With 2:57 to go in the first quarter, and the Lady Hawks much closer than we were back in College Place. Cashmere 4, College Place 2, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks trailed 13-2 to Cashmere last December 13th after one quarter of play. 2:56 to go in the first. We trail 4-2. As Ledesma will bring it up, feed to Kanoyer. And Kanoyer now back to Ledesma on the left wing. Ledesma wants to drive past Weaver. Instead, she's going to hand off to Tally. Nope, she ends up handing off down low to Tally, who then drives into the key and lays it up and in. Tally now with 4 points, making it 6-2 Cashmere. Weaver will walk it up. Give on the right wing to Emma Niemeyer, with Tally coming out on her. Emma putting it on the ground. Now feed Ellie Andrews on the right, with Lyons coming out on her. Now at the top to Carly Ray. Carly. Oh, wanted a bounce pass to Bryant. Instead, it's going to be tipped and stolen by Ledesma. Ledesma with a 3-on-1 fast break. Going to try and drive past Emma Niemeyer. And manages to go down center lane and lay it up and in, making it 8-2. Apparently, I spoke too soon. As Ellie Andrews ends up getting a right wing 3 shot, that ended up was an air ball. And she had time to set her feet, too. She was also having issues with coldness back in the Palouse. Juliana Boyd will finally check in for Ella Kanoyer. 8-2 Cashmere, just under 2 minutes to go here in the first. And Boyd will take the inbound, go cross court to Ledesma. Ledesma with Weaver coming out on her. Dribbles in. Oh, managed to get a tap pass to Boyd. Feed to Soria at the top for 3. Swirls in and out, no good. But then Lyons steals the rebound from Carly Ray, and then she tries to bounce pass back to Tally and ends up getting poked out of bounds by Lou Weaver. So Ledesma will take it out baseline. And Bertukin Duran will check in.
Into the box, number
2, Bertukin Duran. To spell Emma Niemeyer. So Ledesma will take it out baseline. 8-2 Cashmere. Oh, she got it in down low to 24. Can't get the shot in. And then the scramble for the rebound gets lost out of bounds by Ellie Andrews, so Ledesma will take it out baseline again. Going to end up going behind to Talley on the outside. Now to Soria on the left wing. Swing to Ledesma in the left corner for, that was a long two. They called it a three. No good. Boyd will come down with a long rebound. Swing around to Ledesma now at the top. Ledesma wanting to dribble in. Hands off to Boyd. Swing around to Soria. Fakes the three. Instead feeds down low to Lyons. Goes up against Andrews. Lyons manages to lay it up and in, making it 10-2. And she got fouled, I believe, by Andrews. Yep. Ellie will pick up her first personal. Well, I spoke too soon. We were behind 4-2. Now suddenly we're down 10-2. Scoreboard reads 8-2 as Lyons will go to the line for the first time for either team and can't make the and one drop. Eventually gets her own rebound. We got a jump ball. We do. As Weaver and Lyons end up fighting for it. Yeah, now the scoreboard reads 10-2. So Ledesma will take it out next to Julie Hill. Feed to Ledesma with Grayson Tan getting ready to check in. Wants driving, gets cut off by Bryant. Feeds down low to Talley. Tries to slice through a tip. She's still getting tied up. Now feeds back out to Ledesma. Swing around to Boyd for a left wing three. That time she banks it home. Holy cow, Boyd. For the Hank Ward and Edward Jones glass three, making it 13-2 Cashmere, just like what we had back in College Place. I should not have said anything. As Andrews has the ball on the right wing. Now dribbling to the top. Oh, wanted to feed to Bertukin. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Talley. Talley with Bertukin in pursuit. Managed to get on the left block and lay it up and in, so it's even worse. Now we're trailing 15-2 with 30 seconds to go in the first. As Weaver will come up, wanting to drive into the key. Turnaround, spin move on Soria. Man, put the moves on. Shot goes in and out, no good. There is a lid on the bucket for Lou Weaver right now. Soria goes up court to Boyd. Boyd feeds back to Soria. Swing around to Ledesma at the top. 11 seconds to go, and then Talley loses the ball between her legs out of bounds. Dang it all. Trailing 4-2, I had to go and open my mouth, and then we give up a 11-0 run. So trail 15-2. Up court to Ellie Andrews, drives into the key, wanted to hand it off, somehow gets back in the hand of Weaver, then goes up, puts up a shot at the buzzer. It can't drop, and after one quarter of play, once again, it's all Cashmere. Bulldogs 15, College Place 2 after one quarter of play from the Wenatchee Valley. Back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Cashmere 15, College Place 2 up here in the Wenatchee Valley. And Julie Hill, she's going to put Cece Perks in there to start the second. Cece had some success late in the game against Garpal. Not only was she stealing rebounds, but she got in a block against the Vikings back on the Palouse. And I think she wants to try and limit Addie Talley by putting the sophomore Perks on her as Bertukin has the ball on the right wing. Now she'll feed to Emma Niemeyer, who's also checked back in. She'll dribble to the top, pass Ledesma. Swing around to Lou Weaver, quickly in the corner to Bertukin. Bertukin, 12 seconds on the shot clock to Emma, to Bryant at the top. Now 9 seconds to go, and she'll end up pulling up for an NBA three off the back of the rim. No good. And Talley will come down with a rebound. She wants to run with Weaver in pursuit. She's going to drive her into the corner. She kicks back out to Boyd. Swing around to Ledesma. Left wing, Kanoyer. Kanoyer back to Ledesma at the top. Down to Talley, goes through Perks and Weaver, and Talley lays it up and in. She now has 8 points with Grayson Tan getting ready to check in, making it 17-2. Cashmere. Weaver to Bryant at the top of the key, thinking about backing down on Ledesma, and wants to dribble in, immediately faces a triple team feed to Weaver then in the corner for three, swirled halfway down, in and out. There's a lid on the bucket. It ain't fair. As Lyons comes down with a rebound, she'll feed Ledesma with Pertukin in pursuit. She then swings around, feeds to Boyd on the left wing, then drives baseline, pulls up from about 12 off the back of the rim, no good. And Bryant was in position for the rebound. She then feeds Weaver up court. Now to Bertukin at the top for three. Yeah! Bertukin Duran! She's feeling it a little bit. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making it 17-5 Kashmir. His Lions will feed to Ledesma, then up court to Boyd. Oh, over and back. Yeah, every other time I've seen that, that would have been called as Ledesma and Weaver end up going onto the court and don't have a jump ball. Lou's going to steal it from her. Here comes the redhead coming up the court. She'll turn around, pull up for three. It's going to be an air ball. Man, Lou's shooting touch is not quite there as Ton will spell Bertukin Duran. Duran is a bit sick, according to Coach Hill. 6:04 to go in the half. Kashmir up 17-5 as Boyd will bring it up the right wing with Ellie Andrews getting her check back in. Cross court to Ledesma. Now Knoyer at the top. Knoyer, one dribble back to Ledesma. Now down low to Lyons. She ends up having to kick back out to Knoyer. Wants to drive in, feed to Boyd on the right wing. Now to Ledesma at the top. Now down to Talley at the top of the key. She's getting cut off by Perks to Knoyer on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Lyons will come down with a rebound. Backs down against Isla Bryant and manages to bank it home. Lyons with 4 points, making it 19-5. As Soria getting ready to check back in for Kashmir. She got a bloody nose. Is going to feed to Perks in the corner. Now at the top to Emma Niemeyer. Harley Ray is also going to check in as Niemeyer drives down the left block. Ended up getting blocked by Talley. Boyd will pick up the loose ball and feed to Ledesma. She will now pull up on the left wing with Ton coming out on her. Now dribbling to the top, wants to drive into the key. Double clutches, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, feeds now out to Boyd. Boyd has the ball slapped away by Weaver, drove her into the corner, and she had a double dribble. I was going to say, thank you. She dribbled, stopped, and dribbled again, and then we did get the whistle. So Soria will check in, as will Ellie Andrews and Carly Ray for College Place, spelling Lou Weaver and Isla Bryant. I believe we also do not have Bree Smith available tonight. As Andrews gives to Niemeyer deep on the left wing with Ledesma coming out on her. Now to Ray at the top. Ray swing out to Andrews with Knoyer coming out on her. Ellie handing off to Ton. Ton got away with a double dribble. Now going to feed to Andrews swinging around the top. Ellie back to Ray on the right wing. Carly wanting to dribble in against Soria. Still maintaining her dribble. It's going to be poked away by Soria with 4 seconds on the shot clock. We'll get the ball out of bounds. So Ellie Andrews will take it out far corner. 4 seconds, ladies. Got to get it in. Feed to Ton. Grayson, you don't have the time. You got to turn and shoot. I'm going to feed to Ellie Andrews, and she gets a shot off, but goes off the side of the backboard. So we'll end up with a shot clock violation. That was a desperation left-handed heave as Soria will inbound to Ledesma. 19-5 Kashmir. 4:18 to go in the first half. On the left wing, Knoyer. Knoyer with Ellie coming out on her to Ledesma. Now to Talley at the top of the key. Backing down against Perks. Managed to go right block and lay it up and in. So Talley is managing to score against CeCe Perks. As Andrews will bring it up. She'll hand off to Niemeyer on the right wing. Emma dribbling to the top. Drives into the key. And again, oh man, puts it off the back of the rim. They had great penetration. Just couldn't make the shot drop. Ledesma will come down with the rebound. She's going to feed Soria in transition. She can't make it drop. Tip rebound, who wants it? Finally, it's going to be Knoyer. Knoyer now driving right up against Emma Niemeyer. That shot goes in and out, no good. Soria will come down with the rebound. That's no good. Knoyer with the rebound. That's no good. But she finally ended up drawing a foul, I believe, from Grayson Ton. Yep, that will be Grayson's first personal. And Knoyer will go to the line for two. The Bulldogs are 0 for 1. Make that 0 for 2. As Lyons will check in, as will Durand and Weaver for Perks and Niemeyer. Eddie Talley will go to the bench for Kazmir. So Knoyer, now getting her second look, manages it that one. 22-5 Bulldogs. 3:29 to go in the half. Lady Hawks can't get anything going on offense. Kind of like what happened last December. Oh, wanted to do a drive with Ellie Andrews, and Ray couldn't quite make the pass work. You get the pass to her smooth, and she's able to score that bucket. Instead, we turn the ball over. Ledesma walking it up, giving on the left wing to Knoyer. Down low to Lyons, backing down against Andrews. Can't make the shot drop, and Durand will come down with a loose ball rebound. She will bring it up. Now on the left wing to Carly Ray. Carly, nice bounce pass down to Weaver. Instead, feed to Andrews on the outside for three, and she hits. Ellie Andrews with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, but it's 22-8 Kazmir. Ledesma on the right wing to Boyd, pulls up for an NBA three. That's an air ball that's going to end up going out of bounds. Ayala Bryant to check back in, and she'll spell Grace Lantan.
Checking in for the Hawks, number three, Ayala Bryant.
So with the exception of Emma Niemeyer, we have our starters out there with Patuk and Durand in place of her. Ellie Andrews with a deep on the right wing. Nice, fed. Carly Ray down low, and they're going to call a foul, I guess. Yes, call a foul on the floor. Okay, so they're going to go a pushing foul on Addie Lyons. So Addie Talley will check in for her, for check in and spell Ella Knoyer. So Weaver will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. 22-8 Kazmir, 2:33 left in the first half. Weaver, well, nothing's going to open up in the middle. Got to get it off. Finally got to Andrews on the outside. Ellie with Talley coming out on her. Now on the left wing, back to Weaver. Now to Ray at the top. Carly, oh, she had Ellie going to feed to Bertukin. Oh, down low to Weaver. Got behind everybody. Lays it up and in. Nice eye there by Bertukin. Durand making it 22-10. And Bryant's going to be in the backcourt, make a pass of herself. But they give it to Boyd, who then comes up. Almost stolen by Weaver. Now going to feed to Talley. She ends up shooting against three. That shot's going to be no good. Loose ball rebound by Durand. She'll feed Bryant. As Ayala will come up, going to be met by Boyd on the left wing to Ray. Carly dribbling to the top. She'll hand off to Andrews with Talley coming out on her. Ellie continuing to dribble. Oh, had to feed Weaver. Backs down against Soria. Now she's got a triple team. Feed to Bertukin. Pulls up from 12. Almost banks it home. Lid on the bucket. And then you've got somehow Soria. No, Boyd ends up stealing it from Durand for the rebound. She'll then feed Ledesma, who comes barreling up. Now she'll pull up on the right wing to Boyd at the top. To Soria on the left wing. To Talley at the top of the key. Now kick out to Ledesma on the right wing for three. Swirls it home. Gwen Ledesma with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making 25-10. 1:16 to go in the half. Weaver dribbles into the key, kicks out to Bryant, pulls up for a contested three off the back of the rim, no good. Ledesma will come down with a rebound. Up court to Boyd, led her too far, and we got a turnover. Kazmir not the greatest with transition basketball. But it's 25-10 Bulldogs, under 60 seconds to go here in the half. Weaver on the left wing to Ray. Ray to Bertukin at the top. Durand back to Ray on the left wing, waiting for something to open up in the middle. 14 on the shot clock to Weaver. Quickly pulls up for three off the side of the rim. No good. Talley will come down with a rebound. She now wants to come up with Ray and Bryant in pursuit. Give on the top now Ledesma. To Soria, thinks three, drives into the key, and gets off a bank shot, no good. Talley comes down with a rebound, then has it slapped out of bounds by Bryant. 27 seconds to go in the half, no shot clock. Ledesma will take it up baseline for Kazmir. And gets a down low to Talley. Talley then driving right block, almost has it slapped away to Soria at the top to Boyd. Now left wing Ledesma. Now back to Boyd at the top. Now right wing Soria. Soria wanting to drive in. Cut off by Bryant. No, she's got a two-man trap. Almost turns it over. Somehow gets it to Talley. And she gets a shot from inside the key from about 5 feet and hits it. Talley now with 12 points. As Weaver comes down the court and gets off a half-court shot that ends up being no good. And the first half comes to an end. It's pretty much been all Kazmir. Bulldogs 27, Lady Hawks 10 after one half. We'll be back with a scoring total and breakdown when we return here at halftime from the Wenatchee Valley. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here from the Wenatchee Valley. We've got two long road trips. Traveled with the Palouse on Tuesday. Now up here to Cashmere. 3.5 hours from home. And Lady Hawks trail 27-10. This is slightly better than what we were facing back in College Place. Back on December 13th, we were trailing 31-10 at halftime. Lady Hawks in the first quarter, again, just having tremendous difficulty getting their offense going. Somewhat better in the second quarter. We end up getting threes from Ellie Andrews and Bertukin Durand, as well as Lou Weaver. They got a ball down low to her while everyone was coming out on the perimeter, and she was easily able to lay it up and in. But the problem is we do not have an answer for Addie Talley, their 5'11 junior. She had 11 points after one half of play back in December. She's got 12 points now. Go ahead and take a look at the scoring totals for the host Cashmere Bulldogs. Ella Kanoyer with 1 point. Alyssa Soria with 2 points. Juliana Boyd off the bench with 3 points. Addie Lyons with 4 points. Gwen Ledesma, 5 points. And then, as mentioned, Addie Talley. She's leading all scorers on the court with 12 points, and they are all down low. Juliel tried to counter by putting Cece Perks in there to start the second quarter, but Talley responded with a relative... with 4 points and three in two consecutive possessions, just driving past Perks, who I think is nursing a bum ankle. She's not terrifically mobile, and Tally was able to exploit that. So what the Lady Hawks need to do is for sure repeat their third quarter, what they did back. Oh, no. Am I thinking another? No, that's Carpel. I got this right. Yeah. We went off in the third quarter, outscoring Cashmere 18-11 back in College Place. We need to get the offense on track, and then we simply need to find a way to keep Addie Talley from getting the ball down low. Difficult to do because we don't have a truckload of height, and she's had success against both Carly Ray and Cece Perks down low. But if we can find – there have been other times where we have sagged in on her and not allowed her to finish, but we've got to make sure that we're not – that there is never any uncontested real estate between her and the bucket. If we can shut her down and then get our offense better on track, and seemingly to play our way back into this, because it's getting close to playoff time. We're eighth or ninth. What is this? How big is this league? I should know this, having 9-team league. Yeah, there we go. So we're in eighth place. You got to get to sixth to make league playoffs. So in Kashmir, and we'll get to standings a little bit. Kashmir at 6-4, potentially a team yet to be had. It would decidedly be an upset for us, but conceivably we could pull it off. And with about 3.5 to go in the first quarter, we were doing just that. We were trailing 4-2, but then they proceeded to go on an 11-0 run to lead 15-2. So if we can stop that sort of run from happening again, control tally, get our offense on track like we did in that third quarter back at College Place, and maintain that pressure, might be able to play our way back into this, and then you're talking possible playoff implications. That involves the SAC scoreboard, which we'll get to after this break. We're at halftime here in the Wenatchee Valley, way up in Kashmir, and the Lady Hawks trail the Bulldogs 27-10. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live in the Wenatchee Valley, Lady Hawks trailing Kashmir 27-10. Let's take a look at the SCAC scoreboard with an eye to the playoffs. Top six teams get into the playoffs. Zilla, of course, at 10-0, and they're number one in RPI, just like the men. They're probably going to get there. Wapato in second at 9-1, followed by Royal at 6-3, then Kashmir and Natchez Valley both at 6-4, then Kybee at 4-6. And after tonight, we'll have 5 games. 3 of those are going to be against teams that are theoretically winnable. We'll be playing Kybee, we'll be playing Connell, and we'll be playing Waluk. So if we can steal this game against Kashmir, that puts us in a better position, potentially, to get to the playoffs. Because as it is right now, Connell is out in the cold at 2-8, as we are at 1-9, and then Waluk at 0-9. And taking a look at the schedule this week, on Tuesday, non-league game, Cleellum beat Kashmir here, 49-38. Cleellum, I think they got a junior now. Really, really good. A 6-foot guard with long arms. She's an excellent defender, and can shoot. On Wednesday, Zilla went to Davis and got beat by Davis, 78-45. Now league play continues tonight with Royal at Connell, Zilla hosting Waluk, and Wapato will be at Kybee. Tomorrow we have the day off, given those 2 long road trips. Connell will be at Zilla, however. Natchez Valley will be hosting Waluk. Kybee will be at Kashmir, and Wapato will be at Royal. Next week, we'll have 3 games. Tuesday, we'll be at Connell, as well as Royal being at Waluk, Kashmir at Natchez Valley, and Kybee hosting Zilla. Thursday, Royal will be at Kashmir. Friday, Kybee We'll be at our place, College Place, the lone home game. We've got next week, Zilla will be at Natchez Valley, and Wapato will be hosting Wailuke. Then on Saturday, Connell will be at Wailuke. We will be on the road to Zilla. Royal will be at Natchez Valley, and Cashmere will be hosting the Wapato Wolfpack. So 6 games left, and we got to try and work our way from 8th in the league up to 6th. Taking one from Cashmere would be great, but as we start the second half, we trail 27-10 as Soria will take it out far sideline for Cashmere to start the second half. And Soria will inbound to Ledesma. Now on the right wing to Knoyer. Knoyer then to Talley in the right corner. Talley with Niemeyer over, almost lost it to Knoyer. Now down low to Lyons, wants to back down, goes up against Carly Ray, and the shot's off the bottom of the rim, no good. Good defense by Carly Ray there. She gets the rebound, feeds to Bryant, then to Weaver. Weaver with Soria coming out on her, gives on the left wing down to Niemeyer. Emma to Ray at the top. Ray wants to drive in, hand off to Weaver, drives into the key, kicks out instead to Niemeyer for a long two, off the backboard, no good. Soria will come down with a rebound, then go up court to Ledesma. Ledesma crossing the timeline, now tied up by Lou Weaver. Now on the right wing to Knoyer. Deep on the right wing. Now cross court to Soria. Soria to Ledesma at the top. Ledesma to Knoyer on the right wing. And we got a timeout. We got a timeout because Coach Brandon Agabrod did not like what he was seeing. 7:08 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 27-10. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Coach Brandon Agabrod did not like how his Bulldogs are running the offense, so he calls a timeout with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Ledesma feeds to Soria at the top, down low to Lyons, backing down against Carly Ray, gets off a hook shot that hangs on the rim and drops. Lyons now with 6 points, making it 29-10. As Weaver will bring it up, give on the left wing down to Niemeyer. Niemeyer to Ray at the top. Carly with Knoyer coming out on her. Now to Bryant on the right wing. Wants to drive past Ledesma. Gets a shot that ends up being no good. She got to the bucket, but put too much muscle on it. Knoyer will come down to the rebound. She'll feed Ledesma. Ledesma wants to drive into the key. They're going to call a jump ball. I think Ellie Andrews tied up Ledesma as she was going into the air. And the possession are favoring the Lady Hawks. In those road blacks. It's a sharp-looking outfit. As Weaver will bring it up with Soria coming out on her. To the right wing to Bryant. Wanted to feed a driving Weaver instead. Oh, feet Ray down low. Goes up, lays it up and in and drew the foul. That's how you do it. Carly Ray is going to go to the line for the and one. Having been fouled by Soria. That's just how you do that. Now, if Carly can just make the free throw, which he's been kind of rough the last couple of games, and she put that one off the back of the rim, no good. Soria will take the rebound. Now up court to Ledesma. Ledesma, I think, in place of Kinsley Miller, who was their primary go-to, as Lyons has the ball on the right corner. To Ledesma at the top of the key, to Knoyer on the right wing. Knoyer back to Ledesma. Now swinging to Soria, down low to Lyons, back down against Carly Ray, double clutches. Bank shot ends up being no good. Loose ball rebound going to be picked up by Emma Niemeyer. So Weaver will bring it up on the left wing, Emma Niemeyer. Oh, fakes the three, then drives in. Oh, did not get the bank shot, driving left block, but she earned her way to the line. And had the brightest smile that I've seen in a while. Having been fouled by, oh, that's on Addie Talley. They said Jacobson. Jacobson isn't in. And so Emma Niemeyer will go to the line for two. Lady Hawks are 0 for 1 tonight.
Niemeyer just two quick machine gun dribbles, and then she considers and puts that off the back of the rim. No good. No subs. So they'll give it right back to her. Bam, bam. Goes machine gun dribbles, then she considers while hunkering and then fires and puts that off the back of the rim. No good. We got a lane violation. We got a lane violation on Kashmir, so Emma's going to get another crack at this. And Brandon Agerbrod wants an explanation. He said he didn't see it, but we'll go with it. So Emma given a third chance. Boom. There we go. Call her one for two. As Ledesma will bring it up, and the Lady Hawks trail 29-13. Sorry on the left wing for three. Wow, nothing but net. Where'd that come from? Hank Warden, Edward Jones, bomb from Soria. Making it 32-13. Carly Ray has the ball on the right wing. She'll feed at the top to Emma Niemeyer. Niemeyer to Bryant on the right wing. Ayala looking for something to open up down low. It's just not happening. One dribble. Going to feed to Ray in the right corner. Ray with Kanoyer coming out on her. She needs help, and she's going to get trapped. Wanted to give the ball down low. It's going to be picked up by Soria. Feed up court to Tally. Then up court to Ledesma. Drives left block. Can't get the shot in. And Carly Ray is there for the rebound. And then she throws the ball away trying to get it to Emma Niemeyer. Dang it. Juliana Boyd will check in for Kashmir. She'll spell Kanoyer. Grayson Tan will come in and spell Emma Niemeyer. And so Ledesma will take it out baseline near the corner to Tally in the left corner. Tally now dribbling to the top, feeds to Soria at the top. Swing around to Boyd on the right wing. Boyd now gets down low to Lyons, tries to back down against Ray, is going to get tied up, feeds the ball directly to Lou Weaver. As defensive pressure there paying off as Weaver then drives in. Now she'll kick out to Ellie Andrews on the left wing for three. Hits it! Ellie Andrews at their second Hank Warden, Edward Jones bomb of the game, making it 32-16. Now Ledesma has the ball deep on the right wing to Soria at the top, to Boyd, swing around to Lyons in the corner, to Tally, top of the key, Ledesma, right wing three. Whoa, boy, almost NBA length from Ledesma. Another Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, 35-16, Kashmir. Weaver wants to drive into the key. Slices in. Oh, bank shot's too strong. Man, great penetration. Soria will come down with the rebound. Quickly coming up to the right wing. Now she's going to pull up, cut off by Tan to Boyd with Weaver on her. Dribbling to the right wing. Down low, ball ends up getting booted. It's going to go on the deck. We've got a jump ball. That's going to be Kashmir basketball with 17 on the shot clock. Kanoyer's going to check back in, and she will spell Ledesma. So Kanoyer will take it out baseline. Nope, sorry. Soria will take it out baseline. Now, Bertukin Durand is also going to check in for Ellie Andrews. Tally has the ball in the left corner. Feeds to Boyd, who ends up losing the ball out of bounds. Yep, and that was off of Boyd. So the Bulldogs turn the ball over. Bryant will inbound to Weaver. Up left wing to Grayson Tan. She drives into the key, cross court to Annie Watson, who unfortunately is sitting on the bench. Not quite sure what Grayson was thinking there. Watson was as surprised as anybody to receiving that pass. Kanoyer on the left wing to Soria for three. That's going to be off the rim, no good. And Grayson Tan will sky for the rebound. She'll feed to Weaver. 3:22 to go in third. Lady Hawks trail 35-16. Ray has the ball on the right wing. Oh, goes behind her back. And feed to Bryant. Drives baseline. Goes up from 12 feet. No good. And Soria will come down with a rebound. But I think she went over Grayson Ton's back. Yeah. Kanoyer's going to get called for a foul. So Weaver will take it out baseline. And Annie Watson will now get a chance to collect the pass. She's going to spell Carly Ray. Seeing her first action in over a week. So Weaver looking for something to open up close now has to go long to Bryant, who got fouled by Tally. How is that not a foul? But as she comes up the court, she loses the ball, and Duran's going to pick it up. She'll now feed back to Weaver. It should have been a foul on Tally. It was a dreadful non-call. Tawn has the ball at the top. Feed to Annie Watson at the top. She'll pull up for a long two. And it rattles home. Annie Watson from about 18 feet. Makes it 35-18, Kashmir. Boyd to Lyons in the corner to Kanoyer at the top. Wanting to drive into the key. Gets cut off. Feed to Soria. Down low. We're going to have a foul on Ayla Bryant. That is too bad. She tipped the ball away from Tally. But they're going to call her for contact.
That'll be her first personal.
And that'll put the ball in Soria's hands, baseline for Kashmir with a fresh 30. The Desmond getting ready to check back in, and Soria inbounds the ball to Weaver. And then ended up somehow going off Soria out of bounds. So Ledesma will spell Boyd. And Durand, with a little bit of a cough, she's not feeling 100%, will inbound to Weaver. Boyd getting ready to check back in. On the left wing, Danny Watson. Watson to Durand at the top, fakes the three. Oh, feeds to Tawn in the corner, wants to drive baseline. Going to have to pull back out to Durand in the corner for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Soria will come down with the rebound. She's going to come up the right wing. And I'm screened. Yep. Now to Ledesma at the top. Ledesma directing traffic to Knoyer on the right wing, wanting to drive in. Oh, got it down low to Lyons, who immediately gets tied up. Yeah, jump ball. Grayson Tawn with the hustle again. And that's going to be College Place basketball, as Boyd will check in, and she'll spell Soria. 35-18, College Place. 2 minutes to go in third. And defensively, we're doing what we need to do. We're not letting Kashmir get any runs. Weaver will walk it up. Going to be picked up by Boyd on the right wing to Tawn. Grace Lynn to Annie Watson at the top. Watson going to put the ball on the ground. No, wanted to kick out to Bryant. Said it's going to be tipped and stolen by Tally. Then comes up. Has it tipped. Then by Bryant out of bounds. Heads up play by Ella Bryant. Steaming up the left wing. Poking it away from Tally. Otherwise, it had an easy breakaway bucket. That was Ledesma will take it out baseline. Ellie Andrews to check in. She's going to spell Weaver. And Ledesma will take it out baseline with 26 on the shot clock. Down low to Lyons. Backs down against Bryant and manages to lay it up home. Lyons now with 8 points. As Durand will bring it up, and the Lady Hawks trailing 37-18. On the right wing, Delly Andrews with Tally coming out on her. To Annie Watson at the top. Annie took that long two-pointer earlier. She might consider taking that one as pass ends up getting tipped and Bryant goes out of bounds to try and save it and can't quite do it. Checking in for Kashmir now, Peyton Ireland, a sophomore forward, seeing her first action. She's going to spell Lyons as Ledesma will bring it up. Ledesma on the right wing to Kanoyer. Kanoyer cross. Nope, intercepted by Tawn. Wanted to go cross court. Grayson coming up court. With people in pursuit. She got fouled by Ireland coming up the court. And she went full out, did Tawn, but she gets up. Looks like she's fine. So Ireland will pick up her first personal. And Ellie Andrews will take it out in front of Julie Hill. 105 to go in third. Lady Hawks trail 37-18. Inbound to Bryant. Now handing off back to Andrews. Dribbling to the left wing. Feeding in the corner to Watson. Now back to Andrews. Andrews Tawn at the top. She'll pull up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Ireland comes down with the rebound and manages to get it. Ledesma. Ledesma coming up, wants to drive right instead. They're going to call her for a double dribble. Interesting. I did not see it. And, of course, we got a Kashmir fan going, holding, foul. That's why you, sir, are not wearing zebra stripes. As Durand will bring it up. To Tawn on the left wing. Graceland to Ayala at the top. Bryant to Watson on the left wing. 16 on the shot clock. And to Andrews, a Tally coming out on her. They've been putting tall girls on Ellie Andrews the last two games. Wanted to go down low to Ellie Andrews. Ball's going to be tipped to Durand. Down low to Tawn. Goes up and got fouled by Juliana Boy. Grayson Tawn's going to go to the line. Yeah, I was right. That foul's on Boyd. And Tawn
Hasn't been to the line yet tonight. Lady Hawks are 1-for-3. And make that 2-for-4 as she puts that off the back of the rim, up and down. And good. 37-19 Cashmere. Right-handed senior, a couple dribbles. Rolls that one in and out, no good. And Tally will come down with a rebound. And she's going to bring it up, crossing the timeline. Now she'll hand off to Ledesma. Now swing to Knoyer in the corner to Boyd. Cross court to Ledesma, pulling out at the top. Left wing Boyd wants to go down low. It's going to end up being, we should have a jump ball. Finally, we have a call. Man, that took a long time to call that one. We're going to have a timeout. Nope, third quarter comes to an end with Lady Hawks still trailing 37-19. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Start of the fourth quarter here in the Wenatchee Valley, and the Lady Hawks trail 37-19. And you steal one here and you improve your chances for the playoffs, but things looking kind of bleak as Ledesma will take the inbound for Cashmere to start out the fourth with Lou Weaver back in to work on her. She ends up tipping the ball out of bounds, so Soria will take it out between the scoreboard and her head coach. Gets it to Ledesma with Weaver all over her. Does have it tipped away and ends up going on the deck. Knoyer is going to pick it back up. Feeds down low to Ledesma. Shoots over. Wow, Emma Niemeyer. Not Ledesma's typical spot, but she managed to hit from about 6 feet, making it 39-19. As Weaver will bring it up with Soria coming out on her. Now to Ellie Anders. Oh, took an NBA three, and Sally's going to block it. Gets her own rebound, going to feed Soria, drives down left. Her lay-in is no good. Knoyer and Ray tie it for the rebound. We've got a jump ball. So Ray will inbound to Weaver. Weaver wanted to give to Ellie. It got cut off. Instead, she'll feed to Niemeyer on the left wing. Emma. Back to Ellie. Gat ball stolen by Tally. Oh, but then Ellie turns around and steals it back from her. Tally can steal, but she comes up the court and she gets into trouble. Up court to Bryant. Oh, wanted to feed Weaver on the break. And then that lost the ball. It has to go out of bounds to get it and slaps it off Ledesma. Heads up play by Ella Bryant there. 21 on the shot clock, and Weaver will take it out baseline for us. To Bryant in the corner. Swing around to Andrews. Now they love putting the tall girl on Ellie Andrews. She just can't get the three off. Go down low to Bryant. Tipped, stolen by Ledesma. Feed to Tally. Up court to Soria. Soria now pulling up. Wants to go down low to Tally. Going to get cut off by two. Swing up to Ledesma. Fakes the three. Drives in. Nope. Going to feed to Knoyer in the corner. 19 on the shot clock. Lost the ball on the deck. Weaver has the ball, and she's going to accelerate past Ledesma. The lane is too strong. Got to have more faith in the lay-ins as Ireland ends up going up court to Tally. Tally then turns around, drives into the key, left-handed scoop shot, lays it up and in, does Tally. Held scoreless in the third quarter, but getting her buckets now. As Weaver to Ray on the right wing with Knoyer on. Oh, nice drive to Niemeyer, going to feed to Bryant in the corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Tally manages to chase down the rebound in the corner. Going to feed to Ledesma with Bryant harassing her in the backcourt. Now to Soria on the right wing, having crossed the timeline. Now bounce pass down low. I think it's to Tally.
Now to Knoyer on the left wing for three off the side of the rim. No good. And Niemeyer will come down for the rebound. Up court to Bryant. 5:29 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 41-19. As Bryant to Andrews, slapped away by Talley. Again, chased down in the backcourt by Andrews. 14 on the shot clock now. Going to feed to Ray. Ray is going to drive past Knoyer. Has the ball tipped out of bounds by Knoyer. But we're down to 7 on the shot clock as Durand will check in for Weaver. Also checking in will be Boyd for Kashmir and Lyons, who will spell Talley and Ledesma. Nope. Weaver's still out there. I don't know who Bertukin spelled. Carly Ray? Nope. Carly Ray has the ball. Going to feed to Weaver. Weaver wanting to drive in, and they're going to call a blocking foul, so at least we'll get a fresh 30 out of this. As we were down to 1 on the shot clock. And that foul's going to be on Soria. That'll be her second personal. So Weaver will take it out baseline. Bounce pass to Bryant on the left wing to Carly Ray, will pull up for three. Oof. Doesn't even touch rim as Ireland gets the loose ball. Going to feed to Soria, then up court to Knoyer. Now Knoyer pulls up, feeds to Soria at the top. Back to Knoyer on the right. Knoyer kicking out to Boyd. To Soria at the top. Left wing Ireland. Ireland. One dribble. Cross court to Knoyer. Fakes the three. To Soria in the corner. 11 on the shot clock. Down low to Lyons. Shoots over Carly Ray. Shot is no good. Gets her own rebound. Spin move. Turns around. Puts it up. That ends up not even touching rim. And Durand will come down with a rebound. She'll feed to Bryant. Walking up the right. In the corner to Lou Weaver. Fakes the three. Drives into the key. And then pulls up from 12 and puts up an air ball. Her shot has just not been there. Long up court to Boyd. Ireland ends up getting stuck in the corner. And before she gets trapped, they're going to call a timeout with 4:09 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trailing 41-19. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
CC Perks to check in with 4:09 to go in the game. But the Hawks trail 41-19 as Canario will take it out far sideline. With 23 on the shot clock, into Boyd. Now to Soria at the top of the key. Dribbling out with a double team on her. Swing into Boyd. Now swing to Knoyer. Now back to Boyd on the left wing. Back to Knoyer. Swing to Ireland on the right wing. Now to Lyons, who tries to back down against Cece Burks. And Lyons manages to get another bucket. And we got a timeout with 3:47 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 43-19. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
I'm not sure, but I think Julie Hill wanted to coach people up on how to manage Lyons if she gets the ball down low. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball as Durand will inbound to Lou Weaver. And the redhead's going to walk it up. with Soria coming out on her. On the left wing to Durand. Oh, she had Kenoyer ready for three. Loose ball. Ends up going to gather. Oh, back down on her as Perks gets the ball down on the left block. Goes up. Her shot is too strong, but she earned her way to the line. Yeah, she had an easy pivot on Lyons, was slow to get it, and still managed to get Lyons to foul her. She picks up her second personal. And Perks will go to the line. Lady Hawks are 2-for-5 tonight. CeCe puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Now giving a second shot. Yeah, she's got her right ankle in a brace to CeCe Perks as she puts that one up, and it rattles. It hits the rim about five times and then rattles home. Ellie Andrews checking in for Ella Bryant. So Lions will inbound to Soria. We're coming up on 3:30 to go in the game. Soria to Kenoyer on the right wing. Kenoyer now to Ireland on the right wing. Back to Kenoyer at the top and throws the ball to the bench. I don't know what Kenoyer was thinking. There wasn't even anybody in colors to receive that ball. It was coaching staff who were wearing Halloween orange. As Weaver feeds down low. Oh, nice drive to Durand, who unfortunately had to almost go out of bounds to get it. CeCe Perks manages to get it, almost going out of bounds, and then gives it directly to Soria, who then feeds Lyons in transition. She goes down the right lane, can't lay it up and in, and Weaver will come down with a rebound with Kenoyer in pursuit. Now wants to dribble in, kick out to Andrews, got free for three, put it off the front of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound and banks that one in and out, no good. Again, the Hawks get the rebound. Durand then going back to Weaver. Weaver driving into the key and drives in and manages to right lane, lay it up and in. Lou Weaver getting her second bucket of the game. I think Logan Hatmaker getting ready to check in for Kashmir. Soria with Weaver coming out on her to Boyd. Then to Kenoyer, down low to Lyons, backing down on Perks, going to get tied up, has to go back to Boyd, now to Kenoyer, cross court to Ireland, swing to Soria on the right, 12 on the shot clock to Ireland on the right wing for three. And she had her foot on the line, but they're going to call it a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three for Ireland. Her foot was on the line. Ref was not watching. Grayson Tond to check in, as will Annie Watson. And then we're going to have a foul as Emma Niemeyer was working on the right wing. Having been fouled by Ireland, she'll pick up her second personal. So, yeah, Hatmaker and Ellie Jacobson, freshmen, will check in for Kashmir. And they're going to spell Kenoyer and Soria. And Grayson Tong and Annie Watson will spell Emma Niemeyer and Durand as Andrews gets to Weaver to Tong on the right wing. Now to Ellie in the corner. Ellie. Working on Boyd now. He's going to pull up, feed to Watson. Annie will dribble to the top, and then she wanted to feed Lou Weaver, but Lou was going south, and the pass was going north. He turned the ball over. So Hatmaker will inbound to Boyd. Boyd to Ireland on the right wing. Ireland back to Boyd at the top. Swing around. I believe that's to Hatmaker. Now the Lions down low. Going to get tied up. And then they're going to call a foul, I think, on CeCe Perks. No, they're going to call that foul on Annie Watson. So who is this? Ireland will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. 1:31 to go in the game to Jacobson. Now to Hatmaker. Poked away by Watson. And it ends up going out of bounds off of Hatmaker. So Grayson Tonnell inbound to Lou Weaver. Weaver up court to Andrews. Wants to put a move on Ireland. Instead has to feed back to Weaver. Weaver now to Grayson Tonnell. Oh, he should have swung around to Annie Watson and feeds to Weaver. Weaver driving into the key. Nice bounce pass down to CeCe Perks. Land goes in and out. No good. And she can't handle the rebound out of bounds. Man, you get a clear look like that, you got to be able to make that. CeCe Perks, nice down low look. As Hatmaker will inbound to Boyd. Boyd on the left wing to Ireland. Now to, that is Jacobson in the corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And CeCe Perks will sky for the rebound. Under 60 seconds to go. Weaver on the left wing to Annie Watson. They're going to give her that much room. She should think about shooting it. Instead, she gives to Weaver on the right wing. 14 on the shot clock with Ireland coming out on her. To Perks, driving down against Lyons. Goes up and gets blocked out of bounds. But they're going to call a body foul on Lyons. So CeCe Perks will go to the line again. Lyons picks up her third personal. CeCe is 1-for-2. 34 seconds to go. Hawks trail 46-22. They're going to go to 1-10 in league. And CeCe's first free throw is good. CeCe now 2-for-3. But we're doubled up, 46-23 with 34 seconds to go. CeCe, three dribbles and considers and fires and puts that off the back of the rim, no good. And Lyons will come down with a rebound. It ends up going on the deck, and Watson's going to come up with it. Wanted to feed Weaver. Pass ends up getting tipped. It's finally going to be, nope. Who wants it? Finally, Hatmaker is going to get it, go up court to Ireland, drives into the key, lost the ball on the floor, and we've got a foul on the floor, and Brandon Agabrod is going, boy, that got messy. As the foul is on Ellie Andrews, that'll be her second personal, so Ireland will take it out baseline with 18 on the game clock. Down low to, that's Hatmaker. No, that was Jacobson. Shot is no good, but Lyons is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Scramble for the rebound. Lost out of bounds by Grayson Taughn. So Ireland will take it out baseline again for Kashmir. And going long. Oh, it's going to be tipped and stolen by Lou Weaver with Boyd in pursuit. But Lou's going to get the fast break bucket. And at least put a decent end on an otherwise not so good 46-25 loss. We lose to Kashmir for the second time this season, called a 1-10. We'll be back to totals and what is coming up next for us when we return here from the Wenatchee Valley. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Hawks will fall to 1-10, losing to Kashmir up here in the Wenatchee Valley, 46-25. College place in eighth place in the SEC and running out of time. It's the top six that get in. Our next contest, however, will be on the road to seventh place Connell, so we might be able to push our way up if we could steal one from them. Here are your unofficial totals here from Kashmir. For the host Bulldogs, Ellicott Neuer with 1 point. Peyton Ireland and Juliana Boyd each with 3 points. Alyssa Soria with 5 points. And then Addie Lyons and Gwen Ledesma each with 10 points. Addie Talley leading all scorers on the court
with 12 points. For the Lady Hawks, Grayson Tan with 1 point. Annie Watson and Carly Ray and Cece Perks all with 2 points apiece. Emma Niemeyer with 3 points. Duke and Duran with 3 points. And Lou Weaver and Ellie Andrews, both leading Hawk scorers with 6 points. As mentioned, coming up next for us will be Tuesday on the road. Take on 7th place Connell in an eminently, potentially winnable game, and one we really need to win if we want to hope to get into the playoffs. That tip-off slated to start Tuesday, 5:45. We will see you there from Connell. But don't change that dial, as they like to say in old-time radio. We got the boys coming up next here from Kashmir. Once again, your final. Kashmir Lady Bulldogs 46, your Lady Hawks 25. Next broadcast Tuesday from Connell. We will see you then. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.